Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. The Supreme Court has come down with its ruling on same-sex marriage, and the upshot? The nation's highest court has ruled that gay marriage is now the law of the land. Here to explain the decision for us is the California Report's Scott Schaefer. Hey,
hi,
Scott.
Hi.
So the Supreme Court had two questions to answer in this case. Where did they come down and what were the questions?
The questions were, should same-sex marriage be legal in all 50 states? And two, should all states have to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states if a couple moves there, even if they don't have same-sex marriage in that state? And the second question became moot because the Supreme Court said in a 5-4 decision that the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution requires all states, all 50 states, to grant marriage licenses to same-sex couples. So it's a sweeping victory for gay rights.
Here in California, same-sex marriage has been legal for about 2 years now. So does this ruling change anything for us here? And I guess, are there any unresolved legal issues that could rear their ugly head?
Well, it changes things in this sense. One of the plaintiffs in one of the other cases that the Supreme Court was taking up was a couple from California. They got married in San Francisco. They moved for work to Tennessee, and they found out that their marriage and the two kids that they had wasn't recognized by the state. That problem goes away because now anyone who lives here, gets married here, or in any state, and moves to another state will have their relationship recognized by wherever they move in the United States. And it's also important for those families, those kids, and Justice Kennedy alluded to this in his decision today, that these kids are deprived of stability and status when their parents' marriage is not, or their relationship is not, recognized by the government.
This was a 5-4 decision with Justice Anthony Kennedy providing the swing vote. And it's also the latest in a string of pro-gay rights opinions that Kennedy has written. He's from Sacramento. He was on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So is it fair to say that President Ronald Reagan didn't expect this when he appointed him in 1988?
I'm sure no one did. And in fact, before he got to the Supreme Court, Queenie, he actually was part of a 3-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit that ruled against a gay couple. That was, one was from Australia and one was from the U.S. So there was no indication that he would become a gay rights icon. It's a part of the court's evolution, the country's evolution. You know, President Obama famously says he's evolved on gay marriage, and clearly Anthony Kennedy has as well. There have been several articles in the last few weeks about how his roots in Sacramento, his friendships with various people who were gay. He's had a couple of gay clerks at the Supreme Court. So clearly he's someone who is out in the world, so to speak, and is open to the changing world around him.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
You bet.
That's the California Report's Scott Schaefer. For more coverage, log on to kqednews.org and tune into KQED's Forum, coming up at 9 o'clock with host Joshua Johnson. A bill requiring most children to be vaccinated in order to attend school jumped a big hurdle when the state assembly passed it yesterday. The California Report's health reporter April Nabosky says the vaccine bill is just a few steps away from becoming law.
All members vote who desire to vote. All members vote who desire to vote. Ayes 46, noes 30. SB 277 passes.
Under Senate Bill 277, kids would not be allowed to attend school, public or private, without being immunized. Only medical exemptions would be allowed. That has given rise to strong opposition from parents who say their children shouldn't be denied an education because they're not vaccinated.
Don't do this. It's a drastic measure.
Assemblymember Shannon Grove from Bakersfield spoke against the bill.
My children have been vaccinated and my grandchildren have been vaccinated. So what's the problem here? It's parental rights.
But supporters of the bill say those rights should end where the public health is threatened. Carl Crawitt has a 7-year-old son who underwent treatment for leukemia. During that treatment, he couldn't get vaccinated because his immune system was too weak. So he depended on others to be immunized. Crawitt says diseases like measles could be deadly for his son.
People often don't understand that their choices have an impact on others. And people take personal freedoms to such an extreme that they forget about the community.
The vaccine bill faces one more vote in the Senate to approve amendments, and then goes to the governor's desk. If he signs it, the law would take effect January 1st. For the California Report, I'm April Dimbosky.
It's summer, and you know what that means. Road trip.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
That's right. this summer road trip. And here on the California Report, we want you to tell us about your summer road trip.
We took road trips from before I can even remember all the way up and down the coast of California.
We went every year.
Where would you go?
New Orleans. My wife's people had a nightclub and we went dancing and good summer trips.
We'd also love to hear your summer road trip musings.
I roller skate, so I would skate to the train or the bus or to a plane and hop on and then land wherever I landed and then skate from there.
Would that be a road trip?
If you take a train, yeah, I guess.
Tell us about your road trip by emailing us at calreport@kqed.org or go to Facebook/California Report. And that's the California Report for Friday, June 26, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer was Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman, Jim Bennett, and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati and Eric Newman directed the show. Our producers were Nina Thorson, Vinnie Tong, and Susie Rocho. The editing team included Victoria Malione, Polly Stryker, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bayer, proud to be a Bay Area biotech pioneer for more than 30 years. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.